Good morning, it's Saturday morning and it's Steve's thought for the day. It's Easter Saturday, and on this particular morning, for those listening, I want to pray a very specific prayer because of the significance of this day, of all days. You see, as far as we know, there's only ever been one day in the last 2,000 plus years when literally nobody in the world believed that Jesus was alive. Saturday morning, it's after Jesus' crucifixion. The disciples have woken, whether they've slept at all that night. The city had been screaming for blood the day before, and now it's quiet. The crowds have gone away. Jesus is dead. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what the Saturday is like? This isn't Sunday, it isn't Friday. This is Saturday. The day after that and the day before this. Sort of interesting really when you think about it and you try to line it up as Christian believers with all that we know and understand and believe. The simple fact is Christ was God in flesh. And on the Friday, people have seen him tortured and beaten and hung out to die. And now it's Saturday, and he's in the tomb. And to all intents and purposes, God is dead. The angels look down from heaven who get some of this story, and yet they don't get this because they can see him who has ventured with them since time began, lifeless in a tomb. So Jesus Christ defeats our great enemy death, not by proclaiming his invincibility over it, but by submitting himself to it. We've said this is the journey to resurrection, and tomorrow we celebrate. But today, perhaps today is a Saturday in your life, in the season of life that you're in. Not just to do with coronavirus, but perhaps some of the issues that surround you personally, in your home, in your family, in your work, in your health, in your finances. You're caught, and it's a Saturday. It's between the despair of Friday and the hope that he's been promised for tomorrow. And I just want to take a moment to pray for you on this Saturday and potentially in this Saturday season of your life. There's a beautiful prayer that many of us have loved, and it's been turned into a song, and I'm going to play a beautiful version of it in a minute by Sinead O'Connor. But this is what St. Francis of Assisi wrote, these legendary words: make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there is doubt, true faith in you. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy. Make me a channel of your peace. It's in pardoning that we are pardoned. In giving to all men that we receive, and in dying that we're born to eternal life. Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. I want to pray for you right now. We thank you so much, our gracious Heavenly Father, for what we witness over this historic weekend, this weekend that changed the world. And today, on this day of all days, this Saturday, I just want to pray now and reach out to all those listening to this who are caught between that despair and promise of hope, who it seems that God is laid in a tomb and dead before them. I pray today that your Holy Spirit would sustain, would lift, would heal, would bring hope, that wisdom would be created, that we'd reach out to you and find in you, Jesus Christ, the promise of hope and heaven that you've given to every human being. Bless this day, Lord, and we thank you for it, and we look forward to the hope that comes through the resurrected Christ. Lord, we just commit each other to you now and pray we would know your healing and hope and blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.